All right, Clevelanders, it is crunch time. That's right. The Affordable Health Care Act is in effect, and the deadline to sign up is coming up on March 31st. So I know a lot of us still have questions, so we're joined today by a very distinguished guest who can answer all the questions that you may have. She is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, also the former governor of Kansas, and if I'm not mistaken, Madam Secretary, also a native Ohioan?
That's correct. And my dad was a governor of Ohio.
There you go. Well, you just gained more cool points with us. Kathleen Sebelius, how are you today?
Well, I'm very well. It's nice to be back in Cleveland.
All right. You know what? And we're glad to have you here. So, of course, the big topic is the Affordable Health Care Act. So let's get right into it. Now, a lot of people are still a little shy because of some of the problems that were happening with the website when they initially rolled it out. So if you could talk about some of the problems that you had and what was done to fix those issues.
Well, Matthew, there's no question that the site was not working well on October 1st, and people had a lot of difficulty getting into the site. We said in October that we would have the site fixed and a very different user experience by the 1st of December, and that's exactly what happened. So what we've seen is millions of people. We were able to announce last week that 4.2 million people had signed up by the end of February.
Awesome.
They're getting in very smoothly. We have not only the healthcare.gov, the English version of the site, where you can do some shopping first. You can look at the plans. You can see what you qualify for in terms of financial help every month to pay for insurance, and then go ahead and enroll. Or we have a Spanish version at cuidadodesalud.gov, and that also is working extremely well.
Awesome, awesome. So you're traveling the country, and you're spreading the word about the Affordable Health Care Act. What are some of the key points that you want our citizens to know about the Affordable Health Care Act?
Well, what we know is here in Ohio, there are about 1.4 million uninsured and eligible residents of the state. In Cleveland itself, about 238,000 folks are uninsured and eligible. And what we know, Matthew, is that 94% of those people, almost all of them, qualify for some financial help. They may qualify for the Medicaid expansion that's going on here in Ohio, or they may qualify for financial help to buy a plan in the private market. Either way, they can come into healthcare.gov. They can figure out what's available. But I know there are lots of folks who may be your listeners who are not comfortable with a computer or may not have a computer at home. There is a toll-free call-in number at 1-800-318-2596, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's not an automated call. These are live human beings who are trained on the other end of the phone who can pull up the information about the Cleveland area, give people an idea of what health plans are there, what their financial help is going to be, and actually get them enrolled on the phone.
So let's talk about how, now you just mentioned how those in Cleveland, there are still over 200,000 or so that are either under or not insured at all. So when I think about the healthcare system as it stands now, and people of color, the African American community, the Latino community, typically are underserved by the healthcare the way it was. So now let's talk about the benefits for people of color to get into the system, get signed up. What will be different?
Well, we know that across the country, about 6.8 million African Americans are uninsured and eligible, and actually they're more likely, 55% more likely to be uninsured than their white neighbors and friends. Some of that is where folks work, that they work at jobs that don't have affordable coverage in the workplace, or they are working two or three part-time jobs that don't have health coverage at all. So there is a huge opportunity to get signed up. Here in Cleveland, about 66,000 of those uninsured and eligible folks are African American. In the Latino community, there are over 10 million Latinos who are uninsured and eligible. So again, a huge difference. And what we know is without health insurance, people live sicker and die younger than people with insurance because they can't get cancer screenings. They don't get regular checkups. They don't find out there's a problem until it's in an acute condition. Or if they have diabetes or have high blood pressure, they often don't have the medication to keep that under control. So they're in a state where they're not able to take as good care of their families. They're not able to go to work every day because they suffer more sick days. They're not able to contribute to their communities. So this is not only about them and their families. It's really about the community and the country.
Absolutely. All right. Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, we'll get you out of here on this. If you could, one more time, remind our listeners when the deadline is to enroll and also how they can enroll.
You bet. Deadline is March 31st to enroll in affordable health coverage and get some financial help while you're at it. The website, easy to use, easy to navigate, is healthcare.gov. Has plans in the Cleveland area, has the financial help available. If you'd rather talk to somebody on the phone, it's 1-800-318-2596. You can call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and there are trained callers ready to give you help and sign you up, or in person, coming to any community health center, like here at the Neighborhood Family Practice Health Center, or going on the website and find localhelp.gov. You put in your zip code, and it tells you where else in the Cleveland area that you can find a trained worker to sit down with and answer your questions and get you signed up. But March 31st is the deadline.
That's right. So get signed up, Cleveland, because the time is running out. I want to thank you again, Secretary of Health and Human Services, and, of course, native Ohioan, Kathleen Sebelius. Thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you, Matthew. Great to talk to you.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.